This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Democrats say they have new hope of attracting new voters now that Vice President Kamala Harris is the likely nominee for president, and she'll be on the road today. The AP's Jennifer King.
Vice President Kamala Harris is making a political show of force in Atlanta today, meeting with activists and holding an evening rally. Campaign officials said the likely Democratic presidential nominee will be joined by Senators John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, and will feature a performance by hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion, known for hits like Plan B and Hot Girl Summer. Democrats are hoping that with President Biden out of the race, there's new hope for the campaign in Georgia and other Sun Belt battleground states. Harris campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon says that having Harris atop the ticket opens up additional persuadable voters, which she describes as disproportionately Black, Latino, and under 30. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, are holding events in Pennsylvania and Nevada over the next few days.
Today, members of the Senate will question the acting director of the Secret Service about law enforcement lapses in the hours before the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Sad news from England, where police say a third child has now died after a stabbing attack at a children's yoga and dance class. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is in England.
Police are questioning a suspect as they try to understand what motivated a 17-year-old boy to attack children at a summer vacation dance and yoga class in Southport, northwest England. Police say detectives are not treating Monday's attack as terror-related and aren't looking for any other suspects.
France, host of the Olympic Games, is getting ready for blistering heat, maybe 95 degrees Fahrenheit in Paris. At least 70 people dead in India after landslides there, triggered by torrential rains. This is AP News. Now to a former NRA leader banned from having a paying job there for a decade.
A split decision for the National Rifle Association in a trial over the group's finances. In a case against the NRA brought by New York's Attorney General, Judge Joel Cohen says he will bar former CEO Wayne LaPierre from holding a paid position within the gun lobbying group for a decade. But Cohen did not grant the request from Attorney General Letitia James to appoint a monitor over the group's finances. He called that type of oversight time-consuming and disruptive. In the first phase of the trial, a jury ordered LaPierre to pay back some $4 million used to finance a lavish lifestyle. Another NRA leader was ordered to pay back $2 million. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.